It's Sarah and Vera, and we are sorry to say...
Hey, well, no, I'm not sorry.
All right, but we will talk about a very difficult topic for some today, and this is working.
I can hear some of you cry and panic on the other side, but no, please don't turn off the podcast, because we promise you that the next minute will change your life. Yes, we know, that's a huge statement, but it's true.
Most of you probably associate mostly negative things with working while studying. It's another factor to support the trend of studying, right? But guys, just think about all the money and experience you'll get. Look, we're not talking about being a waitress working every weekend for a shitty loan. No, this is about real cool grown-up adult work in offices.
I celebrated my first time doing a real office job. I loved carefully putting together a smart outfit for the day. Honestly, I had no idea what I was doing 95% of the time. But hey, I looked smart as hell and felt important. But why do we think working is good, fun and important for you? Especially for those studying humanities. Because guys, we don't think you really want to end up as a taxi driver, right? So listen up, we want to provide you with some useful tips and experience. We're not crazy career ladies working so much that we don't have a social life. No, we're two students with both feet on the ground trying to balance uni, social life, hobbies and work.
When I think about my own experiences, I have to say that I underwent quite a change. I started working at restaurants or boutiques, but these obviously weren't the jobs which could help me find my way into the tough business world. Especially for us humanities students, it is important to get a foot in the door as soon as possible. So, I applied for jobs in the fields where people like us are wanted and needed, such as journals or radios. I recruited as a writer at my local newspaper and had to manage the social media, attend events and, of course, write articles. So, our first and very important advice is to use your spare time and take the initiative to build your future as soon as possible.
For a better explanation, we are both studying English as our major and media and communication science as our minor. I love my English studies, I really do. I learn a lot about perfecting my speech and writing, and I can talk about my favorite books with people who love them as much as I do. But English is a world language and almost everybody can speak it. I feel that studying a language only makes real sense when you combine several. But I suck at other languages. So yeah, I decided media and communication could be cool. But I realized very soon that my studies don't teach me anything I might need in the real media world.
We learn a lot during our studies, but honestly, you can only apply about 10% to any real-life job. We are told that we can do anything with our studies, for example, working as a journalist. But as a journalist, you have to know how to write and how to reach your audience, which is something we're not taught. Your readership doesn't give a damn if you know all about the spiral of silence.
Just to recap tip number one, get your foot in the door as soon as possible. But that offers a new problem. Which door do I want to get my foot in? The field of jobs is incredibly wide-ranged, which is why you have to find out in which direction you want to go. And your time at university is a perfect time to find those things out. That's why we have tip number two. Just try things out. You are young and no one expects you to know what you want to do for the rest of your life right now. You think journalism could interest you? Start there. Email your local newspaper and see what happens. Maybe you notice after some time that journalism isn't a thing for you. That's perfectly fine. Just try something else. And very often, things develop while you are working at a specific place.
Absolutely. I never knew what I wanted to do with my life. We all pressure ourselves from a really young age to find our dream job. In elementary school, we had to write in all these friendship books and answer the question, what do you want to be when you're grown up? And suddenly, I am grown up, but still haven't figured anything out. Especially when you're not extremely talented like me. That's why tip number three is so important. Don't stress. Things will work out. Just be interested, ready to learn, and ambitious. Because those things really do pay off more than any God-given talent.
I, for example, started as an office all-rounder, aka being the person doing all the boring stuff no one else wanted to do, like sort our papers. But I talked to my boss and told him what interested me, in my case social media and blogging, and he made it possible for me. I was suddenly able to call myself social media and creative content manager. I managed the Facebook page, the Instagram account and wrote text for the website. I was quite successful, I must admit. So here's tip number four. Get together with people who help you grow.
We think it is important to work during your studies since you don't become successful by simply attending classes. You won't stand out of the mass of humanities bachelors after you graduate. All of them will be able to recite boring theories, but not a single person will know how to actually work successfully. I hope we've convinced you a teeny tiny bit. gaining experience in interesting fields, actually working and not just learning theories by heart, and earning money is great. Have courage and go for it!